The city's 100th Veterans Day Parade is making its way up Fifth Avenue. President Trump became the first president to kick off the parade with a speech at Madison Square Park earlier. WCBS's Steve Burns is taking in the parade from 34th and 5th, and Steve joins us live.
Yeah, Michael, it's kind of a celebration, a history lesson all wrapped into one here. We just had a group of marchers in replica World War I uniforms go past us here. I'm sure you can hear in the background now. We have a high school marching band. I can't exactly see where they're from, but they're one of many here. Obviously, the parade says there are some 300 marching elements, some 20 to 30,000 participants that take part in this. As you said, we did hear from President Trump a little while ago this morning.
President Trump becoming the first sitting president to attend the New York City Veterans Day Parade, even though they send out invitations to the parade every year. Usually presidents go to Arlington National Cemetery instead. President Trump's appearance today did draw some protesters to the parade. More on that from WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Despite pleas from parade organizers to leave the politics aside, dueling protests, supporters and opponents of President Trump debated and shouted on the sidewalks. Many more folks, though, turned out to support the stars of the day, veterans. Marine Captain Colleen Randolph appreciates the support.
I think that it definitely puts an emphasis on how important this day is and how important celebrating our veterans is and should be to all Americans. Whether you served for a year or a career, you sacrificed something.
She says a little thank you means so much. At the Veterans Day Parade, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
After 14 terms in Congress, Long Island Republican Peter King announced his retirement today. He tells WCBS he wants to spend more time with his family.
My polling showed I was in as good a shape as I've ever been. And I thought it was just, if I am going to finally retire from it and open up a new chapter, this was the time to do it. There's no magic reason, but if there's one overriding reason, I would say it was the fact that my daughter had moved to North Carolina.
WCBS's Marla Diamond reports King may have worried about a tough re-election fight, especially with President Trump at the top of the GOP ticket.
As a moderate Republican, Pete King enjoyed widespread support in the 2nd Congressional District until the 2018 midterm election, when he narrowly beat a relatively unknown Democrat. Hofstra University Dean and former Newsday political columnist Larry Levy says King's exit sets the stage for a high-profile battle.
This now becomes a truly competitive, probably winnable seat for the Democrats, as the district, as along with most of Long Island, is becoming more and more Democratic, and an open seat will attract, you know, what we call top tier or A-list candidates, and also very, very big dollars.
King is one of 20 Republicans exiting the House next year, compared with 8 Democrats. His daughter, Erin King Sweeney, was a Hempstead town councilwoman and was considered one of the top choices for her father's seat before announcing a move to North Carolina, where her husband took a new job. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
To the Weather Center, meteorologist Bob Larson, getting warmer this afternoon. Nice.
Yeah, nice and mild on this Veterans Day, Michael, as temperatures climb into the 60s in most areas, average highs 56. So after the cold snap from late last weekend to this past weekend, it certainly feels nice. But change is coming. It'll be a lot colder again starting with tomorrow. An increase in cloud cover this evening. Rain by daybreak, low 48. Rain tomorrow morning, high 49. Then windy and much colder tomorrow afternoon. The rain may be mixing with a little wet snow before ending. Temperatures will drop into the 30s by nightfall and then well down into the 20s tomorrow night. Currently, temperatures range from 55 at Monticello to 63. In Caldwell, 61. In Midtown, the high is 62.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.